From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, a program that celebrates roots music, Southern style. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the Kentucky Cowhands.
Well, I'm packing my grips, gonna take a trip, gonna leave today, no one better stay. Sense. I don't need no friends. Done had my fling. Seen everything. Well, 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 well. Gonna stay right here where I'm at. I can't journey now, cause my gal won't wait for me. I can't lose that gal, cause she means too much to me. Kindly Reverend Thomas, he made me a promise that he'd make two of us one. I'll forget the trail, do the cow country. Don't send my mail, just hand it to me. Well, 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 well. Gonna stay right here. Trail to the cow country. Don't send my mail, just hand it to me. Well, 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 well. Gonna stay right here where I'm at. Gonna stay right here where I'm at. Gonna stay right here. Oh, where I'm at.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. Red Barn Radio is now in its 18th season, and tonight is show number 691. Following many weeks of stay-at-home and distancing restrictions, our performance hall is once again available to us, and we are so glad to be back with you. To keep our staff and our musical guests safe, we will continue to abide by state guidelines concerning cleanliness and personal protective equipment. For the time being, our Wednesday programs will take place without a live in-studio audience. But no matter, folks, we welcome now to the Red Barn stage, the Kentucky Cowhands. Guys, thanks for being here. We're so glad to have you here and so glad to be back up and running again. And what better way than with the Kentucky Cowhands? Could I ask one of you guys, or maybe a couple of you, to tag team the story of how you guys happened to come together?
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
I've really worked full-time as a musician for a few years. And
Andrew Tyler Brown.
I worked as a freelance bass player and still do a lot of the time. And Kyle reached out to me when he moved to the state, pretty much, that he needed a bass player. There's not many people that can play slap upright. So, you know, the audition was one, and it was me. I got RC, and then we morphed into being a band more than just, like, backing up Kyle when he was in the state, you know. So we turned into a full band about, I'd say, 3 months into playing with each other. We decided that that's the path we wanted to go, where we all work together as a team. And it's been great. It's been exactly what we've needed, all three of us in different ways, I'd say.
Thank you.
sort of a significant shift from other things that you've been doing? Actually, I'm not asking you, Kyle, because I know that you've done some things like this with another band. What was the other group that you worked with?
It was under my own name. It was Kyle Eldridge and the Rhythm Rounders for quite a few years.
Kyle Eldridge.
Started out as a big Western swing band in Ohio. We had like 7 or 8, 9 pieces at one time, and that was just impossible to keep together, let alone getting 7 or 8 people with totally different lives and schedules into a room to practice. Eventually whittled it down to a trio and worked with that format with different members for quite a few years, including, you know, my good pal Dakota Collins, who is nephew of Larry Collins from the Collins Kids from the 50s. Play a lot around the rockabilly scene internationally. You know, found a home here in Kentucky a few years ago. Met Andy, and Andy introduced me to RC, and we got this thing going. And I thought, well, we thought this needs its own title, not just someone's name. And although that, you know, I do still do that on the side, solo gigs and things like that. But we've been writing songs, recording, and playing for the last couple years now, and I like the way it's going. We hit our mark, and I feel like we're in a nice groove together, and that's rare and hard to find.
Yeah, well, nice. Well, we like the way it's going, too. In Ohio, what part of Ohio were you in?
Well, I give everyone a different answer because I live kind of out in the country between like 2 or 3 different towns. I lived in between Springfield, Ohio, Yellow Springs, Ohio, and Enon, Ohio. We'll just say Yellow Springs, Ohio. That's pretty much my home area, my hometown.
That's kind of progressive.
It is,
right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Is it Antioch?
Antioch.
Was up there, right?
Right,
okay, yeah.
Right. It was a cool little town to grow up in. Kind of in the middle of nowhere, but in the middle of everything. It's in between all these other little major cities and towns and cornfields. you know, it's a mixture of that. So there's a mixture of different cultures there. But a very, very nice community there, very warm, accepting. So many artists come through there and play all different kinds of music, and it's all loved and appreciated. And so it was really good to kind of cut my teeth up there and in that community.
So how early in life did country music plant its seeds in your heart?
Well, from the time I was just a kid, I mean, my grandparents, my parents had old records, a lot of rockabilly stuff and a lot of bluegrass records and old country and western, and they'd play those around the house when I was a little kid, and through osmosis just sort of, I guess, absorbed that. And then years go by, you know, I'm a teenager and learning guitar, and I'm in punk rock bands and all kinds of stuff, and listening to that stuff one day in my car just for old time's sake. You know, I had an old Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant record, an old Bob Wills record, and I put that in and started singing along, and I'd sung in rock bands before and punk bands, and that was always the number one complaint. It was always like, your band's great, you're really good at guitar, but man, you guys need a new singer, you know? And I took that with a grain of salt, but singing along to these old records, you know, I guess I just got that kind of, I have that kind of nasally voice or whatever it is that has that quality to it. I thought, I could sing this. These guys sound like me. Maybe I'll give this a shot. And started playing more and more of that. I was playing little coffee shops and little clubs in Ohio, and more I started playing this and going this direction, and it really got received well. I mean, better than the other stuff I was playing at the time, which wasn't bad. It was just, I really feel like I found my niche with this.
Your money on my bottom dollar, brother, I'm Riverboat Pound. You can bet
you feel like you developed your vocal style without even knowing it when you were a little kid? Were you singing along with those tunes? You talk about that sort of nasal voice,
right?
Country singers. Were you singing along as a little kid, and do you feel like that is sort of what shaped the way that you vocalize?
I think it is, yeah. I mean, as a little kid, I have two younger brothers, and I used to sit when we were real little, put on my cowboy hat, and I had a little metal guitar that was just a little toy guitar. I would play them songs that I learned on the radio, you know, and didn't know what I was doing, but, you know, just memorize some of the words and the melody, and all these years later, it's really come full circle. You know, I've learned it for real now. So.
Yeah, right. Playing the only melodic instrument in a band must have at least an element of stress associated with it.
Yeah, it's a labor of love. It's a lot of fun. When I've narrowed it down to just a trio, of course, you know, I'm responsible to fill most of those gaps, you know, and Andy does a great job of adding a lot of melody and harmony to the bass parts that are missing. I can only play so many notes on the guitar, you know, and he really fills that warmth really well and RC with the rhythm. But yeah, playing just guitar, but loving so many different sounds and different instruments, being a Western swing fan and a country fan and a bluegrass fan. When I'm playing guitar, sometimes when I'm taking a solo, I'm imagining in my mind, oh, and here come the fiddles, and I'm doing the fiddle on guitar, you know, the fiddle licks on guitar, or a little banjo lick here and there. Whatever, in my mind, it sounds like, that's what I like to hear, you know, all these different instruments. And each instrument, not just the timbre of each instrument, but the actual notes, you know, the little licks and the little runs, they're unique to each instrument. Those are fun to learn on the guitar, or at least adapt them to the guitar in my own way, so that way I can fill all that space. And I think it gives mainly the guitar solos, I suppose you could say the solo sections, but I'm not singing, it gives it some variety compared to just playing strictly guitar licks on the guitar, period. You know, I think it adds some weird uniqueness sometimes that may not be there if I were to just growing up listening to only guitar music.
Yeah. At moments, it's very busy when you're doing really speedy licks, and then you have a nice way of making a cool dynamic when you sort of bend strings and you allow a little breathing room. And I imagine you're allowing yourself to breathe also, right? When you do things like that.
Absolutely. Right? You start getting really into it and then you got to back down a little bit. You got to take a little breather. And a good style for that that I love on the guitar, I mean, I do it a lot when I'm just singing too, is the thumb pick kind of Merle Travis style guitar. I don't play with a thumb pick because I play so many single notes that I couldn't play all that with a thumb pick. So I've learned to adapt, and I play it with just my normal pick and my middle finger, and it gives that nice, you know.
Yeah.
Play melody and rhythm at the same time, even behind my singing. So that's allowed me to really expand that harmony, too.
I thought you would want
talked about a Western swing band that you were part of, the big army of players. What was the config of musicians in the Western swing band? Do you remember?
We had twin fiddles. I had to have twin fiddles.
Yeah.
If you go that far and say, I've got a 7-8-piece band and you play Western swing, you got to have the twin fiddles.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. I had rhythm guitar, had lead guitar, which is B. We had piano, drums, and steel guitar. We had a lap steel player. Yeah.
Wow. Was that hard for you to leave that?
It was. Yeah, I mean, opportunities that come up, you know, over and over with booking, a lot of them far away, Nashville, out west, you know, Colorado. And I was getting all these offers to play. You know, I'd bring it up to you know, everyone, and it just wasn't feasible to get eight guys of totally different ages. I mean, our age range is all across the spectrum. I mean, it was a really cool group, totally different experience levels and everything, and it made it a lot of fun, but it was just too hard to take on the road. We played a couple more gigs. When I'd go back to Ohio, that's where I'm from, so I'd go back there and, you know, reconnect with those guys, and we'd play a gig or two, and when it was possible for me or possible for them, but kept that alive. It's not like we, you know, ended the band and ended our friendships or something.
Yeah,
you know, it was a real, real nice band with real good friends in it. So.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Kentucky Cowhands, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from the Kentucky Cowhands after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.